while or once the church home. Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. When spring has still colors, food and fellowship, following worship service, volunteers. If you would like to bring a food item to share with everyone, please reach out to Mamie, church secretary, to let her know what you will be bringing. Please let us know by April 9th, 11 a.m. if you are bringing a food item. The sign-up sheet will be available in the church office or call 309-828-1162. Servers are also needed. If anyone would like to help serve food, please see Sister Tiffany Burks or email her at tiffanyburks1@gmail.com. Important notice, we're celebrating our 50th. We are thrilled to announce the return of celebrating all the women a member of Union for 50 plus years. If you became, or you will become, a 50-year member of Union between May 2018 and May 31st, 2026, let us know by Sunday, today, April the 5th. Honorees will be acknowledged at our church anniversary in May. If you have any questions, please let us know. Beverly Day and Micheline Wesley are our church historians. Come on, come on. You are invited to Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
Thank you.
time?
Yes.
What time?
Yes.
What time?
10 a.m.
Thank you.
Thank you. This morning, simply said, if it had not been for your touch, your finger of love touching us this morning, we would not have been able to get up and start this day. Lord, we say thank you so much for seeing fit that your grace and mercy rise us up this morning. And Lord, as we think of grace and mercy, we think of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, that came and died on Calvary's cross for us, was placed in a tomb and rose up early on Sunday morning for the salvation of this world. So, Lord, we have hope, we have peace, and we have what we need to be able to have right relationship with God. So come now this morning, Lord, same power that got Jesus up from the grave, same power that can heal our bodies, same power that can regulate our minds, same power that can bring peace in our relationships, same power that can take care of those financial issues, oh, same power that can do things unthinkable, because all things can be done by you. We need your power this morning. We need your power, Jesus, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we hear through the Spirit the special requests that are going up to you right now. So, Lord, pass us not, O gentle Savior. Hear our humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please do not pass us by. We invite your Spirit here in this place. Lead us and guide us. Don't let us preach without your Spirit. Don't let us sing without your Spirit. Don't allow us to pray. Spirit of the living God. Oh, yes, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. We need you. And by the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of our God.
Oh, Jesus, heal the man.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Come in the building, the sanctuary. If God has been good to you and you're happy and you know it, go ahead and put those hands together. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Point to yourself and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice He's really been that good. He's really been that good. I shall rejoice and be glad. And be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Y'all know what I say on first Sunday. Y'all got to give me an extra 15 minutes. It's also Easter Sunday, so y'all give me an extra 27 minutes. Amen. 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 Only got 3 amens on that. Give me just a little extra time on today because God is good. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for those who are coming and visiting with us on today. Amen. Amen. And those who are able, we believe in the Great Commission of reaching out for those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, those who do not have a church home, and those who haven't just been to church in a while. Amen. Amen. We designate 2 Sundays out of the year to reach out to everybody. So if there's someone here listening on today, if there's somebody here listening on who here in town and able to come. Next week we have our packed up pew. Our colors, wear your pastel colors, spring colors. Amen. Amen. We have packed up pew next week. Amen. Amen. So invite your family, your friends, those who aren't attending church, have not accepted Jesus Christ, had come in a while. Amen. Amen. That is next week. Service starts at 10:15. We start our announcements at 10:10. Those who are able, we look forward to connecting with you. And after service, amen, you can look at me. I'm the pastor, so there's going to be some food involved some kind of way. Amen. Amen. So after service, we're going to have a little something, amen, in fellowship as we reach out. Amen. Amen. Also, I want to say thank you for working with me in ministry. Everyone who could showed up on our Good Friday service, and we thank God for our Good Friday service this past Good Friday. Thank you. Thank you. And I do want to acknowledge those who desire to come, but because of work and other things, and those who just stopped in during the lunch period and had to go back, we say thank you. Amen. Amen. We say thank you. We appreciate your time. But it's good, like I say, to get that preaching in the walls. Amen. Get that preaching in the community. And it's good that you came out. We appreciate you on our Good Friday. Amen. 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 I said I wasn't going to do it, but we need to transition a little bit. There's a little meditation song I sing. Can you put that in my ear, please, Isaac? Help me out there. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus. Jesus is the way. As you turn in your Bibles on this resurrection Sunday, Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Oh, Jesus, Matthew, you have your Bibles, Matthew 28, verse 6 and 7. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6 and 7.
Oh, God, above him there's no other.
Oh, Jesus
is the way.
One more time, can you turn it around? Oh,
Jesus
is the answer.
Oh, for the world today.
If you please stand, I'll be reading King James Version verses 1 through 8. King James Version verses 1 through 8. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Gospel of Matthew. Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. We want to thank you, all of our guests, those listening on the outside, on the inside. Verse 1. Verse 1 of Matthew 28. verse 1. King James Version is what I shall be reading from. If yours sounds different, that may be the reason why. If you give me just a few moments, I'll read verses 1 through 8. Is that all right? Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Says it this way. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Verse 6 and 7, the key for today. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Amen. Man, if you give me just a few minutes, the tomb is empty, a message of hope and resurrection. The tomb is empty, a message of hope and resurrection. The tomb is empty, a message of hope and resurrection. As I read this, what snatched me, what got a hold of my attention, slapped me on the back of the head, it said, he is not here, for he has risen, as he said. That just grabbed a hold of me, church. I mean, I read what they did to him. They whipped him. They put him there on that cross. They put nails in his hand, and he died. The record is that he died. And he died for you and for me. He was pierced for our atonement. And his blood was shed and for the remission of our sins. And I kept on reading, and I knew he was dead. And they went to go take care of the body and the burial rites. And then it reads, he is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. You know, if you don't feel good about that, I don't know what's going to make you feel good. Because I've been talked about. Anybody in here been talked about? I've been lied on. Anybody in here been lied on? I've acted right sometimes, and sometimes I didn't do stuff, and folk just made stuff up because I wasn't doing anything. Is there anybody in the house talking to me this morning? And what I'm trying to say is I need something that can give me a hope, a possibility that I can be happy about. Because sometimes life brings us some stuff and it seems like there is no positive possibility. But when I read this, he's not here. He has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Mean Jesus got up from the dead. There's possibility right there. Somebody may feel lost this morning. Somebody may feel hurt this morning. Somebody may need some answers to all of your questions. Well, I got the answer for you. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. In other words, God's got the power to raise any dead situation. The resurrection of Jesus Christ not only fulfilled the promises, but watch this, transform our lives with hope, purpose, and assurance of everlasting and eternal life. Why do I say that it transforms our lives with hope and purpose and assurance? Because it makes you act right. Help me, somebody. When you know that Jesus got up from the dead, it makes you act right. Because you just shouted and say, yes, Reverend, I had some people misuse me. Yes, Reverend, I had some people lie about me. Yes, Reverend, I got some stuff going on that some of y'all don't even know about. And God is still good. Why? Because you have hope and you have purpose and you have assurance simply because you know the power of God can do anything. Makes act right, then you're not going to lose your mind. You're not going to pull out your hair. You're not going to have a stress break. You're going to have a praise break because you have hope. You have purpose. You have assurance. Somebody say that with me. Hope, purpose, and assurance. Yeah, yeah, I need that. I didn't say insurance. I said assurance. Because you have hope, you have purpose, you have assurance. I don't know if there's anybody in here that's ever got a paycheck or you've gotten a deposit and you check it out on a certain day. You know what? Payday always make me happy. I don't know what. It doesn't matter what's going on, but it's payday. I'll say, you know what? I had a bad day, but it's payday. Oh, they done did this to me today, but it's payday. Something about payday that make you have a good mood. Because on payday, you have hope, you have purpose, you have assurance. If you don't eat steak on any other day, more than likely you can get you something on payday. When you have Jesus in your life and the power of his resurrection in your life, every day is payday. You can walk around with hope. You can walk around with purpose. You can walk around with assurance. It'll make you act right. Imagine standing before, in this text, an empty tomb and the stone rolled away and the overwhelming realization that everything you believed about death and life was just shifted. Everything that's dead ought to stay dead. Things that are alive ought to breathe in and breathe out. Matter of fact, let's take a break and try that out. Let everything that have breath. Let everything that have breath. Praise the Lord. Oh, you still not with me. Take a breath in. Take a break out. Let's take a little prayer. Let everything that have breath. Because if you're dead, you're dead. If you're alive, you're alive. And if you're alive, there's some things you ought to do. And this is not a scene from a movie, but this is the reality of what we are recognizing on today, that this is a day of life and not a day of death. After the crucifixion of Jesus, his disciples were devastated, traumatized. They were in chaos mentally, and they had witnessed his brutal death and had buried their hopes along with him being buried. However, there is a third day. On the third day, the message of the angels changed everything. He is not here, for he has risen. There's some significance of the resurrection. It's not only theological and it's not only social, but it impacts our everyday life because we have three things: hope, purpose, and assurance. I've got hope. And I've got purpose and I got assurance. So it doesn't matter what anybody does. Does not matter what's going on at work. Doesn't matter what's going on in our relationships and in our life situations, dealing with this and dealing with that. You have at least three things that can keep that smile on your face: hope, purpose, and assurance. Hope. Y'all with hope? Y'all with hope? Y'all got hope? Hope of the Christian rests securely on the body resurrection of Jesus Christ. His body was crucified. He died in the flesh as confirmed throughout the New Testament. And the Apostle Peter declares this truth this way. He says in 1 Peter 1 and 3, English Standard Version may sound a little bit different than the way you know it. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So I don't have a dead hope. I have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because the body got up and transitioned into spiritual. This living hope contrasts with the perishable hopes of this world. We have hope, but the hope of this world can run out. But I'm grounded in the unchangeable fact that Christ's victory over death gives us everything that we need. Paul anchors the gospel message in the resurrection, and he said it this in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, and if Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. I'm so glad that Jesus saved you, and I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. This is a validation, Christ substitutionary for our sins, our substitutionary atonement. In other words, he got in our place. When we really say, I should be dead, sleeping in my grave. Oh, but the Lord made death behave. That's biblical, because if it had not been for the Lord dying on Calvary's cross, you should be dead, sleeping in your grave. So you have hope. I don't know what you brought in here, but I know what you're going to take out. At least one thing, and that's hope. The next thing is purpose. Christ's resurrection portrays as a divinely ordained high moment of redemption. Central to the Bible in Romans chapter 4, you find out something very key, that Christ was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. In other words, he made us right by dying on Calvary's cross. Paul says it this way. He puts the cross and the resurrection together. You can't separate them, just like you can't separate grace from mercy. You can try to just deal with grace, but mercy always show up. Then you want to party with mercy, then grace show up. Then you want grace and mercy. They just can't help it but be together. Somebody have grace over here. Somebody have mercy over here. Somebody have grace over here and mercy over there. Everybody has God's grace and everybody has God's mercy. Jesus died for us. And in 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4, Paul recites the gospel story. He says, Christ was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. The resurrection is necessary for our salvation. Church, I want to let you know, working in the church ain't going to save you. Showing up on Easter Sunday, that ain't going to save you. Being nice to the old men and old ladies, that's not going to save you. Putting money in that little old red bucket on Christmas, it's not going to save you. Oh, I done hit somebody. It done got quiet up in here. Because the Bible says that salvation is not through works, but salvation, being right with God, is by faith. Is there any believers in here that know if it had not been for Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross, that's what makes us right? Yeah, some things you can work your way out of and work yourself into, but you can't work your way into heaven. You got to believe your way in through Jesus Christ. So if you brought some stuff in here, let it down, because I know you got at least two things. You have hope and you have purpose. Now, last thing before I put some other stuff is, you have the assurance of everlasting life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, shall not die, but have everlasting life. That means that there are some things in our lives that we can be assured of. We can't be assured of friends. We can't be assured of a job. We can't be assured of what's going on in the White House, outhouse, and behind house. But one thing we can be assured of, that Jesus is on the throne. The assurance of eternal life is linked to Christ's resurrection. He claimed the victory by dying and rising for you and me, providing unshakable confidence rooted in God's power, not his power. Jesus himself declares. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. You got to believe something believe in Jesus. He said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. You can't work your way in. You got to believe and faith your way in. Today, we have to realize that we have assurance in Jesus. God has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us. As I look at this text, I want to let you know some things that you can trust in. You can trust that you have hope if you believe. You can trust that you have purpose if you believe. And you have assurance in everlasting life if you believe. I look at this text and I look at how the text says that as you look at verse 6 and 7, it says, he is not here, for he is risen. Y'all see that? Y'all got your Bible app? Romans 28, verse 6, it says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. If you look at that, it's the fulfillment of God's promises. Anybody ever been promised something? Maybe they started it off with baby. Baby, I'm going to do this for you. Baby, I'm going to work this out. Baby, you can depend on me. Yeah. Maybe they started off with partner. Partner, I got your back. Partner, you don't have to worry about anything. I'll show up for you. But I know somebody who keeps their promises. God keeps his promises. Is there some witnesses in the house that there's some folk that have dropped the promise before they even picked it up? But God fulfilled his promises. How do I know it? Because the Bible says so. The angel here in the text declares he is risen, as he said, and it highlights something, the prophetic nature of Jesus. He fulfilled the promises of God. Jesus repeatedly foretold his death and resurrection. He kept on saying, I'm going to die, but I'm going to rise again. They can tear it down, but I'm going to build it back up. Luke 24, 6 and 7 said this way, he's not here, he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? Remember what he said? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of the sinners and be crucified, and on the third day be raised. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, is God fulfills his promises. The resurrection is the fulfillment of the promises of God. But how can I apply this to my life today? You see the cross when you come to church. Got a cross maybe around your neck. Maybe a cross on your ring. Maybe on your keychain. But can I tell you, the cross has to be in your heart. Just as Jesus kept his promise, we can trust that God will fulfill his promises in our lives. Can I testify just a little bit? I ain't going to tell you all my business, but I'm going to tell you a little bit of my business. Oh, yeah, God brought me out of some stuff. Yeah. You wondering what stuff? Just think about your stuff. The same stuff that he brought you out of, I had some stuff. And he brought me out of some stuff. God took me away from some people. You look at me funny. Well, what people, Reverend? Look at the people that God has brought you from. You ought to look and say, thank God that God has brought me from some stuff and brought me from some people. What I'm saying is, he is able to keep his word, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And how do you know? Because he kept his word that Jesus would die and be risen again. And he kept his promise. And just like he kept his promise and fulfilled his prophecy, he keeps his word to keep you every day. Anybody in here need to be kept? I need to be kept. I need to be kept. I wanted to introduce hope, purpose, and assurance. The reason why is this second thing I needed to bring to your mind is that you have hope, right? You have hope, but the resurrection brings hope in despair. Because some of us have hope when the sun is shining. S-U-N. But I know on every day the S-O-N is shining. And you need to be reminded on today that there is hope even in the midst of a rainy day. There's hope even in the midst of a diagnosis. Can you do something crazy for me? The next time the doctor give you a bad report, just cut a step up in there. Just start shouting and saying, thank you, Jesus. Just start testifying. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, they look at you crazy. And you ought to look that doctor in the eye and say, I have hope in the midst of despair. Even if Jesus can get up from the grave, that's hope in the midst of despair. Because Jesus was dead, but he's now alive. That's hope in the midst of despair. Is there anybody in here been in the despair club? Tell the truth. You've been in despair. But as I look at this text, the empty tomb signifies that there is victory over death and despair. The women who arrived at the tomb were met with a message of hope rather than a message of mourning. Wasn't an undertaker there standing and saying, there goes the body over there. There was a messenger of the Lord standing right there and saying, he's not here. That's hope in the midst of despair. I don't know about you, but when I go to the place where there's dead people, I expect to see an undertaker point me to the body. But oh, not this time. The women went and showed up and said, he's not here. He is risen. Ain't that just like God? Look at your despair. Look at your down and out. Look at your valleys. Look at your pain. And can I tell you, you have hope in the midst of despair. Yeah, come on now. Romans 6:9. I'm about through. Yeah, Romans 6:9. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. Take this with you. In times of despair, and in times of personal despair, we can cling to the hope that the resurrection provides for each and every one of us. It reminds us when we think about Calvary, when we think about Jesus being raised from the dead, it reminds us that our current struggles are not the end of our story. Actually, it's just another chapter, just another line, just another period. Because I'm so glad in the morning, church. You've had some midnight hours, but anybody had an in the morning? In the morning means there's hope. There's hope in a resurrection. Yeah, last thing I want to show you, that's my second time. The last thing I want to show you is the resurrection calls us for action. It's all right. It's all right, brothers and sisters, to have hope. It's all right to have purpose. It's all right to have assurance. It's all right to know that God keeps his promises. It's all right to know that God's resurrection through Jesus Christ, yeah, helps us in despair. But can I tell you something? You're not going to like me. You're going to be mad at me. But you got to do something. You can't just sit there and know it. You got to do something with it. Since Jesus died for you and you believe that he died for you, there's a call for action. Ought to be a change. Somebody said, I look at my hands and my hands look new. I look at my feet and they did too. Anybody been like me? You had a thought, but the Lord took it away and turned it into a praise. There has to be an action. The invitation here in the text in Matthew 28 and 7, it said to come see the place where he lay is more than just an invitation. It is a call to action. You done seen that the body is not there. I'm telling you that the body is not there. Come see where he lay. You got to step. You got to move. You can't stay where you are. You got to move forward and see what God has done. It urges us to witness and experience the reality of the resurrection, that Jesus is not dead. He is alive. Is there anybody here that knows that God is able? Is there anybody in here that know God is everything? Well, look at Matthew 28 and 7. It says, then go quickly and tell his disciples. What are you going to tell them? He is risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. Well, I can't sit here. I got to do something. As recipients of the resurrection message, you can't just sit there and say thank you, Jesus. You just can't sit there and wave one or two hands. You just can't sit there and stomp your feet. You got to do more, and you got to step on the life and legacy of Christian living. That means you got to love God and love others. Folk you like, folk you don't know like. Oh, you got to love folk now. Folk that you like and folk you don't like. Folk that treat you right, folk that don't treat you right. You got to keep on going to work, even if you know they got knives stab you in the back. As a recipient of the resurrection message, we are called to share the good news with others under all circumstances. Our lives should reflect the transformation power of the resurrection, encouraging others to seek Christ. So, brothers and sisters, as we leave today, let us carry the message of the resurrection, not in our hands, not on our Bible app, but can you carry the resurrection message in your heart, trusting in God's promises, finding hope in our struggles, and actively sharing his life changing action of resurrection to everyone you see? Is there anybody here that know that God is my everything? How do I know that God is my everything? Because the Bible says that God is my everything by what he did on Calvary's cross. The Bible says that Jesus, was marched from judgment hall to judgment hall. The Bible says that they dragged him all up Calvary's hill. The Bible says they whipped him all night long. The Bible says that they stretched him out on Calvary's cross and hung him there for you and for me. Oh yeah, they didn't put a little old tack in his hand, but they nails in his hands. Yeah, for you and for me. They stretched him wide. Yes, they did. And his body, it died, and they put him there in the tomb. But early Sunday morning, Jesus, the angel said, He is risen. Come see where the body is laid. Well, I got a question for you. Do you got some dead things in your life? Got some dead relationships? Got some dead friends? Got some dead hope? Got some dead struggles? Got some dead stuff? Well, you ought to invite the resurrection power into your dead stuff, and he will quicken and give life to your dead stuff. He's able. Somebody say yeah. May the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He woke us up this morning, start us on our way. May the Lord God bless you real good. Somebody praise him. May the Lord God bless you real good. Why? Because he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. May the Lord God bless you real good. I'm still on it. There's a cause to action. There's a cause to carry the message that Jesus Christ is not dead, but he is alive. Yeah. Yeah. always all right. I know he's 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 all right. Have you got good religion? Somebody say, certainly, Lord. I know he's all right. Have you got good religion? Certainly, Lord. I know he's all right. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there, by faith, I received my son. And now, is there one, my brother, one, my sister, who has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? We invite you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Why can we call him Lord? Why can we call him King? Because he rose up from the dead. That declared him King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Receive him now, my brother. Receive him now, my sister, into your heart, into your life. Is there one except Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you do not have a church home, we also invite you. Love to be your pastor. Fellow members of Love to be your friends in Christ. Is there one? My brother, my sister, you may come. My brother, my sister, is there one? Is there one? Song the line. And is there one? My heart rolled away. Ah, it was. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? I receive. You may be seated in the presence of another. I am happy all the day. Was it for Christ that I have done? He grown upon the tree. Amazing the grace unknown. Transition into our Lord's Supper, remembering that Christ died for you and for me. Is there anyone who desires the elements to remember what Christ has done? Is there anyone who has not received the elements? We're about to serve communion. Is there anyone who has not received who needs? Amen. Is there anyone who has not received the elements who would like to receive the elements? If you could raise your hand, please. Those who need the elements. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Can you just raise your hand high? Amen. It's all right. We'll make sure you get one. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. We'll ask that the deacons will please come at this time. Prepare your hearts and minds for our communion service.
Show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Amen. Amen. We read in Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Brothers and sisters, you see this wafer here that represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was crucified for you and for me. It would be a shame that we participate in this and we hear the message of the Lord and come and not allow the gospel message that He is risen. He is risen from the dead. And we believe that, and we not allow that to change our hearts and change our lifestyles. So what we're doing is remembering what Christ has done and allowing that message to change and transform our lives. Let us take of the wafer, the bread that represents our body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us partake together. Manna, the fruit of the vine, represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It would be a shame that we hear the gospel message, He is risen. Partake of the bread represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Partake of the fruit of the vine, the blood, and not allow the gospel message not to just be heard, but to transform our hearts and transform our minds. As we remember Christ and His shed blood for each and every one of us, let us partake together. Amen. Oh, at the cross, will you please stand? We do not have our various, not all of the go-to, but we do have our places in the community, our homes, schools, or places of work to go to. Please take the gospel message and share that He is not dead, but He is risen. Amen. Amen. You are not dismissed.